come one and come all and hear the wonderful tales of Evermore. Welcome to World Talkers, an unofficial Evermore fancast. Stay a while and listen to stories of valor, mystery, and romance. Hear ye, this adventure begins now. Welcome everyone to another episode of this wonderful, beautiful podcast and a very special occasion as it is today, I think.
So we passed it, but
we passed it,
this would kind of be the episode.
This is the 1 year anniversary episode. Guys, we've been around for 1 year.
Oh my goodness, we did it.
Hi, nicely done, everyone.
Yes. And as always, let's toss it around. I'm Wyatt.
Hi, I'm Daniel. Go ahead and give yourself a pat on the back because you've been listening to me for a year.
And I'm Chandler. Happy anniversary, everyone.
I'm Skylar, and why are you still here?
Why are you here?
I mean, like,
why are you here? Thanks.
We're a bunch of weird boys.
Indeed, we are. We appreciate your tenacity to stick around with us and to listen to our wonderful voices. Today, for this very special episode, we wanted to talk about something that we've been seeing for this entirety of the year and for the time that we've been together. And it's always been a topic that we've always been talking to each other about, but never been able to quite put into words or put into context. And we've done our very best to try and create an episode that you can kind of understand where we're coming from and understand what we're trying to talk about. But we call it the unique problem of Evermore.
So what is that problem, what?
The unique problem of Evermore is people.
It's people.
The park has to deal with people and what people can do with information. And that's what we're going to be breaking down today is just the idea of what people can do with information and what should be done with information.
And right off the top again with this, I want to put a very big disclaimer. We all want to put a very big disclaimer. When we talk about people as an issue for Evermore, that is not to say that you are the problem. And we'll get into this more as we discuss in the episode. But in any situation where large groups of people are gathered to participate in community events, not only is it the event that matters in its success, but also how the people engage with the product or place.
Yes, yes. That was a great disclaimer, Skylar. Yes, people are not the problem. It's how people engage could be the problem. Something that we want to address right here.
It's people, but it's not you.
It's not you.
Human nature.
It's human nature.
Kind of human
that
nature.
That is the problem of Evermore.
Yeah, so just kind of moving into some more of this, in order to talk about this problem, this issue a little more fully, we kind of need to talk about what some of the basic objectives of Evermore are, at least as far as we can see, right? This is kind of what we have parsed out as these are the objectives of Evermore. First off, they want to facilitate an entirely unique and fun fantasy adventure in a safe environment. So that is number one. That is the baseline that I think everything is built off of for Evermore. Two, they want to provide a place for people to socialize and enjoy one another's company in a world unlike any other. So this just kind of breaks down. This is a place where they want people to gather. They want those big groups of individuals to come together and enjoy this space. And then three, they want to allow every park visitor to feel like they are the missing pieces of the puzzle that once found can complete an unfinished picture. So all of these things kind of build together to be Evermore, but we just kind of distilled out these bits. If you agree, awesome. If you don't, write in and let us know. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
I think central to this discussion is an idea that we brought up in our Evermore, a one-night stand episode. Information is one of the key currencies dealt with in Evermore. The more you know, the more value you have to contribute to solving problems, explaining the story, and so forth and so on. And that really contributes to this problem of how we share information.
If Evermore's currency is information in this regard, if the skills that you are acquiring are in fact just the knowledge of what you know about Evermore, it is very important. And as we get further into this, what does that mean? Do you keep it all to yourself? Do you hold in all the information and keep it secret? Or do you just share it wholesale? Do you just say literally everything is out there for free? I have spent so much time putting in to learn this information, and now I will just tell everyone. I think it is a very interesting thing that can create problems in both regards, whether you keep it secret or whether you decide to share openly with everyone.
So I think the way that we're going to structure this is we're going to talk a little bit about these issues and what's the best way to deal with information. I think first we're going to go with information sharing, then we're going to talk about information leaking, and then finally information hoarding / lording.
So kind of starting off with that bit about information sharing. When we talk about that, what do we mean specifically? It's a purposeful conversation intended to break down the goings-on in Evermore Park that plays into a central tenet of what the park aims to foster. Now, thinking about those points that I was discussing earlier, having a fun, safe place, having a place where social gatherings are able to occur, having a place where people are able to feel special, like they're the missing piece. You know, when people are going to come together to do that, they're going to want to talk. And while they're talking, who knows, secrets are going to spill. And sometimes when those secrets spill, parkgoers may feel like they've been left in the dust by their fellow world walkers. They may think, oh, this is something that I should have come upon weeks ago. Or why didn't that character share that with me? Do they not trust me enough? What am I doing wrong? So, I mean, what, I guess this is kind of just like a quick open question for you guys. What should happen here for a park goer that may feels like they've been left in the dust because information has been shared with them? Just maybe they weren't looking for the information, but it just kind of caught them off guard. And maybe they feel like they're no longer this missing piece.
I think that just remembering that not everyone knows everything, the very nature of the park is that there's so many characters, there's so much story and histories to delve into and magics and cultures and languages that there's so much there that even though someone else finds out something that you would feel like, oh, well, I guess I'm not needed, doesn't necessarily mean that you're not important, because you almost undoubtedly, even if it's your first night in the park, you are almost guaranteed to end up knowing something that no one else will, or understand it in a different way, because individuals are unique.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think this happened more so earlier on.
Definitely.
With Evermore,
yeah,
where there were limited characters, there were kind of limited things to discover. And now that, I mean, just in this Aurora season alone, the character cast list has pretty much doubled. And with that level of detail, with that sheer number of kind of overwhelming new things to discover, it kind of doesn't happen very much anymore. It's kind of like more so, oh, you know that, but I also know this that you don't know. So I agree with your point there, Skylar. I think just remembering that you know things that other people don't know, and they know things, like, it doesn't mean that you are better off or worse than they are, or worse at playing at Evermore than they are. It's just people are different.
I love
different
it.
Experiences.
That's that is a great way of handling that. Wonderful. Excellent points that you bring up. People are different. People are going to engage with information differently, learn information differently, and pick up different things when they go to the park. So that's a great way of breaking that down. I guess as a slight follow-up to that is, you know, learning that information is enabling in a lot of ways for people. That, like, it allows people to engage with the park in a more deeper, meaningful way. However, I would say sometimes when information is shared, some folk may feel as though people are acting on information that wasn't, like, quote unquote, earned. So, like, the question would be, like, how do we, and it's not necessarily a question for us to answer, it's more Evermore, but, like, how should Evermore handle individuals who have learned information just because they heard it through the grapevine, it was shared somewhere, versus those who have been coming to the park and just know it because they've been engaging with it? Is there a big difference? How should it be handled? Because there are a lot of ways that it could be dealt with. And I don't think there's one single answer that is best. but I think it's something to ask and consider.
Definitely. I think one of the answers that I would have for Evermore, if I was Evermore, all hail, I am Evermore.
We're sitting in the presence of Evermore.
My answer to that would be they have a current system that I've seen, I haven't participated in, but I think I've seen where it's like a person will approach a character with quote unquote unearned information, right? And say, I know this secret thing that you've told a few select people. The character will say, I was not the one who told you that, but since you know, why don't you earn some trust, or why don't you go on a quest for me? Why don't we build a relationship, and then you can start getting the information about that secret so that you can, quote, earn it, right? So I think that just dealing with the information, because you can't unlearn that information from that person. They're going to know it regardless. I think creating a system in which the character can feel comfortable telling the secrets to the person, although that person may have not learned that secret in the first place from that character, is probably the best way to go.
That's actually not a bad point that you bring up there, because I've experienced that as well. That's something I didn't even think about, where I felt that oh, well, I kind of heard this from even just like another character. And then I approached the character it was about, and I was like, hey, well, I don't even remember what it was, but I was like, well, like, what about this magic that you can do? And they're like, I didn't tell you this. How did you find that out? And I'm just like, so-and-so told me. And they're like, I don't really trust you enough to tell you about that. So, I mean, if you want to do something for me, sure. That's a very good point I didn't think about.
Yeah, I actually really like that, because I think the worst, the option that I do not want is, oh, I don't trust you, and kind of close off any opportunities to continue that trust,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want it to be, and I actually have had these experiences of, hey, I don't trust you, move along. Kind of, that may have not been what they said, but that was the feeling that I had, and wasn't really given this opportunity to earn that trust or dig more into it. So that's, I like that idea a lot, Wyatt.
That's a great point brought up regarding that. I think an open door sort of policy where it's like, hey, I cannot unacknowledge that you know a fact about me, and you cannot unlearn this fact that you know about me. Let's build a relationship from there. Let's just go ahead and build trust amongst us. And I think that is a useful tool to develop in life where, hey, you can build a relationship from any degree of knowledge you have of a person, and that is useful. So I think that is a great way of handling that particular issue. And then I guess kind of moving on, we've discussed information sharing, which is just kind of our way of breaking down what happens when secrets are shared in general conversation and how that will affect kind of the park experience. Now we kind of want to get into a kind of more specific form of information sharing in the vein of information leaks, where it can be both intentional and unintentional, but nonetheless, it is a dissemination of story content within or without the park by Worldwalkers.
I think one of the biggest things that comes to mind when I think about information leak, quote unquote, is eavesdropping.
Yeah.
It is very easy to do at the park. It is very easy to be on a separate path than someone else and overhear some things that are being said. And you're like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing, but I do now. So I think that's definitely one that probably an unintentional form of story or history or character information that you wouldn't normally get, is you just happen to be in the right place at the right time.
And there are plenty of people that play in the park with the goal of eavesdropping.
Yeah.
Where like that is where they pick up a lot of the information that they learn and in a way feel as though I earned it by being sneaky. Yeah. And like picked up on the information that way for playing as a roguish type, as it were.
Yeah, I think that's super valid way to play and gain information.
Mm-hmm. And I guess just kind of on this topic, like if you've spent any amount of time engaging with any sort of fandom, you know that people are going to dive into the worlds that they love, and they're going to get deep, whether you are ready for it or not. And you know that's just kind of a time when, hey, that leak might be unintentional. It might hit you in the face. You may not have expected it, but sometimes leaks are intentional. Specifically, here's a personal anecdote from my life that we can use to tie into some things. So I was one of the nerds that would wait in line for Harry Potter book releases because I loved it and it was very, very fun. One night in particular was a very special release of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. And for whatever reason, that was the book that I was most excited for yet to be released. It's my favorite in the series. And it was only after that I had finished it that I noticed some of my friends that loved Harry Potter were actively avoiding talking about Harry Potter with me. And why? It's because it was ruined for them just like following the release. They didn't get their hands on the books for some time afterwards, and people purposefully were shouting in the bookstores, "Snape kills Dumbledore." Spoiler alert. Whoops.
If you haven't read or haven't watched read Harry Potter by now.
Yeah, so it's just like the sort of overexposure to information that should have been special and important to them kind of destroyed some of their experience, which was sad. Eventually they did get back into it and it was fine, but for a time it was difficult. So I don't know, like I think at Evermore occasionally things like this can happen. I don't know, like what are your thoughts or takes on that? What's going through your mind?
Well, a good example that you posted in Facebook a couple weeks back. Chandler. Sorry. I pointed, but I'm like, oh, this is an audio format. You can't see my finger. One of the things that you said is like, there is special information out there that could potentially cause a scene. Like if we found out that Maxwell was a murderer before it was outed that he was a murderer, right? If majority of Worldwalkers found out that information, it could radically change everything else for everybody else, right? And kind of like Snape kills Dumbledore, it could be not an experience ruiner, but a spoiler of sorts.
And taking kind of this whole anecdote a step further,
please,
to go into Evermore,
yeah,
to that point, Wyatt, it's not just, oh, it spoils it for me with that information, but as soon as you start talking and discussing it with other Worldwalkers and also characters, things start happening, right? Information is a valuable resource that people act upon. So the question isn't necessarily if it gets spoiled, will it ruin it for a Worldwalker? But also, what will the characters do? And is that the best choice? We saw a little bit of this where caught up in the moment of everything, when Weaver ordered the murder of Kadarin, right? I kind of feel like in some moments, what if we weren't able to take a step back and do that appropriately? But what if in the realization that so-and-so was doing something or wasn't who they said they were, what if in that realization, characters and Worldwalkers alike reacted a certain way that changed the story and took it in a direction that wasn't the best? And I think,
yeah,
I think we're kind of dealing with some trust, right?
Definitely.
Do we trust each other to make the right decision? Is there a right decision? And if so, how do we know that? And how do we trust each other with that? I think that is so integral into this conversation.
Yeah.
If you can see my head, I'm agreeing. I'm nodding. Chandler's onto something here.
I think I agree with that too. I think that's both of those reasons I've kind of been hesitations for mine. One, I know there's been a lot of times where I'm like, oh, I'm doing this adventure or this guild quest. And I'm like, ah, well, how do I do this? And then some Worldwalker has just been like, oh, well, this is the answer. And I'm like, you just took away my motivation. I don't want to do this anymore because I know what the result is of these actions, which is fine to a degree. Like I still often, you know, the phrase, the journey before the destination. I definitely love that more. Like I do enjoy the journey, but it takes away a little bit for me. But, and then also on the flip side as well, is to use an instance. I feel like I was pretty early on in figuring out who Dimitri was. when he was hiding in people's bodies. And I figured that out, and I'm like, what do I do here? What is my next steps? My thoughts were, I can either do one, I can, you know, tell everyone and then some actions can be taken, or two, these were the only two thoughts that I really had in my mind, is I can try to befriend Dimitri in order to gain more actionable intel, because I found out that he was in Rooster, and I'm like, okay. I want to be able to save Rooster the best, and if I just tell people willy-nilly, who knows what they're going to ask characters to do. And I'm like, but if we're not careful, we could damage Rooster, we could hurt him, seeing the powerful magics or whatever. And I'm like, I don't want that to happen, so I'm gonna keep this a secret until I feel like I have enough information to release.
But conversely, if there was a way to share that information and kind of have everyone agree to not act until people decide what to do, it would have been helpful to have additional help or additional thoughts.
Absolutely.
Right? So, like, I can see both sides.
You know, those are really interesting points. And again, I think I don't think that there is necessarily a, like, perfect answer, because I think Skylar acted appropriately with the information that he had and was playing in a way that he wanted to, but as well, like, yeah, there would be some major benefit of, like, having a more open forum to discuss all sorts of secrets. It's pretty wild,
especially because in retrospect, after all of it unfolded, I most certainly learned that I was not the only one who knew, and I wasn't the first person who knew. There was people out there that knew that Dimitri was inside of Rooster, and I'm like, well, maybe we could have gotten it done faster or something else in that regard, come up with a better idea, because the more people involve you, the more information you can get.
Who knows how many Evermorians have been destroyed and damaged by keeping our secrets.
Also, just as a person who likes to know the information, not necessarily so I can act on it, but just so I want the full picture of Evermore, right?
Right.
I want all the information. And so, because there's now so many characters and so many things that you can learn, there's so much out there that it's impossible for me as an individual to go find out everything. Right. So not only from the standpoint of, hey, wouldn't it be great to have a group to chat about things with, but also just as like an information, hey, here's this cool thing you didn't know that the creators have put out there. And that would please me immensely, that oftentimes I miss out on because I'm one single person.
Yeah, and that's there's so much about it. Information in Evermore that is so interesting, and is because it's the reason why it is so useful is because it is actionable. It is a currency of doing things. It's very interesting, but I suppose with that, sometimes the actions that result from having information, knowledge, kind of about the goings on of the park, of these characters and so on, can lead to some negative feelings. I guess just kind of as like a general question for the group. I mean, like, do you feel bad not knowing everything at Evermore? I don't think so. I think it's an expectation that we don't know everything. But I mean, like, how do you feel, or would you feel, if someone were to approach and be like, hey, I know you don't know this thing, but I do.
Well, I mean, if they...
I know it.
If they...
Stop it, Skylar. I know it. I know what you're going to say. It feels bad, doesn't it? It feels bad, and it's really annoying, doesn't it?
A little bit, and that's not to say that I've run across this,
right?
But I've run across it in other communities. Yeah. I think it pops up in any community where people are passionate, which I think is an amazing thing that Evermore can foster a passionate fan base, and that people love it enough that it evokes these kind of feelings and emotions. But yeah, that can get you a little bit.
I can, like, specifically we want to talk about, like, information hoarding, which is like a use of in-game knowledge to portray a sort of in-game or even out-of-game status. But I mean, yeah, it's sort of this the polar opposite to information sharing is using it in this sort of passively aggressive way.
And not everyone who guards their secrets does this.
Definitely.
It is not everyone. It is a very select few and
tiny percentage.
There have been in my Facebook kind of post that I put it out there. There was some people that said, "Oh, it feels like there's an ever more click sometimes where people hoard and lord information over others." I very much hope that we have never portrayed that. We do not think we are better because we know such and such or don't know such and such. But if we have, I just want to put it out there. We sincerely apologize and hope to do better. So please let us know if that is something that we've done. But it's very interesting, this thing is, because I know something that no one else does it give me status? Does it, or should it? Maybe it does, but should it?
I don't think status is necessarily... It's a weird word to use. I'm not sure what I would put in its place.
Clout?
Reputation, perhaps?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it does in a way, but again, it's a self-manifested one. It is one that happens either personally within your mind or something that you project onto others. I mean, even though we go to the park weekly, I still feel like there are people out there, and obviously there are people out there that know more than me. It's just, again, the nature of it. And I don't know. I do sometimes feel like, oh, they just know everything, and I kind of can get caught up in that. And I'm like, oh, but I know stuff too. And then when I'm sharing information or talking with people and bring it up in a group or at a town council, people are like, oh yeah, that's useful. Thank you for letting us know. And I'm like, yes.
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 Feels so good.
I'm like, yes.
That, well, reference to SNL Canadian Border Patrol.
Yes.
Yes.
Go watch that video. Enjoy 4 minutes.
I'm going to try and talk about my experience because out of us four, I feel like I'm probably one of the ones that goes less often. I don't go every week, but I go a considerable amount of times, enough to be well acquainted with the park. I know characters' names. I know secrets, but I don't know a lot of secrets. And to me, I'm always operating under the assumption that there are people who know more than me. And I don't consider them information hoarders just because I know they've earned that information. I know if they've worked for it. I don't consider them high status or anything like that because, to me, the game of Evermore can be played where I could be that status if I wanted to. I could learn that those same secrets that they're quote-unquote hoarding or lording over me just as easily as they've acquired them. I'm not going to say that it's going to be an easy process for me to be at that level or to learn the things that they've learned, but to me, I've never gotten this idea because, to me, Evermore is a place where I can achieve the same results as anybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. And just kind of to wrap up this point, because I don't think I have too much more to say. I would say, like, when you approach secrets in the park, you can approach it in like one of two ways, in my opinion, in this regard, specifically when talking about like information hoarding. You can use it to say, hey, I play the game better than you. I have more information. I have more access to stuff. I'm able to come more often. I have more money because this is an expensive hobby. Like there are a lot of ways that you can choose to let your clout in the park, your accessibility to all of these things in the park, sort of show, or you can use it wisely and like use it to engage more meaningfully with the park in a deeper way, help other people to engage with the park on that same level as you, help people that are maybe not able to come as frequently get the most out of it that they possibly can. Like it's a really simple thing to do is just not be a jerk. Don't be a jerk. This is the rule that's going to be brought up time and time again. Don't be a jerk. use it wisely.
Amen. Amen. A great example of that latter example that you used,
right,
is if I approach
is
someone.
Me. Thank you.
If I approach someone who knows more than me and they are trying to use their information wisely and expand the experience for everyone, they won't tell me the outright secret. But what I appreciate as a man who knows lesser would be, where do I start with that information? Hey, I want to learn about this secret that I know you know. Instead of just telling me the secret, they say, hey, a good place to start would be this character and ask this question. Because you know about this, I can guide you in the direction where I learned the information, and we can all rise up together with information instead of me being over you.
I really appreciate that too. I've often to kind of jump back a little bit to that point where, you know, it feels bad when someone tells you something that you didn't want to hear, when you hear the quote unquote spoiler. So I appreciate that approach, Wyatt, because then even if someone asks you and they're like, hey, well, do you know about this? You can say, and if you're willing, obviously, just be like, yeah, I do know about this. Now, do you want to know the answer, or would you just like to experience it and like go learn for yourself? Oftentimes, I will just say, yeah, like you were saying, tell me where to start. And I want to go figure it out for myself, because I may ask different questions and actually may end up learning something totally different than you, because that's how this it's how the park works. It's so fluid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the main point here is, if you have information, if you have a secret, if you are willing to share it, that is fine. That is your prerogative. But don't hold that over other people's heads. Don't say, oh, I know it, but I can't tell you. Well, why are you even bringing it up in the first place then? Why are you even bringing it up? Is it to give yourself status? Well, status or clout or whatever, that doesn't matter here. As Wyatt said, very much so, we are on the same playing field and we can get the same thing. No one is more important than others. So if you have a secret that you don't want to share, keep it to yourself and allow other people to have a good time in a safe space where, like Evermore would prefer. What is their objective?
Excellent. All of those are absolutely great points as to what World Walkers ought to be doing in order to facilitate the best possible experience for one another, to help them get the most out of the park, enjoy their time while they're there, meet new people, and really engage deeply with this amazing new form of storytelling. But that isn't the end of the question. Like, there's still more to be done, and a lot of that is on Evermore's shoulders. And although we are not Evermore, like, what are some of the ways that I guess we've kind of seen Evermore, or hope to see Evermore, address these issues?
I think number one is at the beginning of this is that and obviously, like you're saying, there's probably not a perfect answer, and certainly, but number one, I say let the story that is available be available, and this will hopefully, you know, help the issues of folks learning information from quote unquote improper sources, saying that, I mean, yes, you can overhear it. Oftentimes, I don't trust a lot of information unless I hear it from a character, because who knows how some individual, including myself, interprets the information. I would like to interpret it my way, hearing it from from a character, from a source.
Right, and who knows? It could be Skylar writing in Vampiric that the dwarf games are blood magic. so, like, yeah, you want to make sure that the story that is out there, that is true and real, is available when asked for, regardless of who it is. It may require a quest. It may just be a straightforward answer, but letting it be out there is vital. And I think the park is doing that.
Yeah, and that way, if the information is available, it helps train people to know that the only thing that they have to do is ask the right question. If you ask the right question, you get the answer. Obviously, that can be, you know, augmented with, oh, you've asked the right question, but I don't trust you yet. Go do a quest or two, and then I will tell you the answer to that. But you still know that I want to know this, this is how I get to know that. It's pretty simple there, I think.
Another huge thing is just playing up the simple importance of trust. If information is supposed to be kept secret, if someone specifically asks you, hey, don't let this thing get out, this is between me and you, we've built this trust, then it should be the assumption of that world walker and of all park goers that we are going to respect that information. And, you know, hopefully that cuts down on the issues of secrets getting out that the park might not want to act on yet because they're building to something later that they want to be big and special, like the Maxwell Morgan murderer scandal. If that had gotten out weeks prior, it's like, oh, well, then would they have rushed? Would they have delayed it still into the point where it was there? Just, I say trust is key.
And that's, I just think, as a gameplay thing that, like, as if in any other game you want to create a guild of some sort, you all want to act towards the betterment, the interests of that person. So if someone shares the information and says, hey, keep this secret until the time is right, and we will know and act. I think it's just kind of important that if someone is willing to share information with you, that you respect what they want to do with it. And that's something that we can do as a community and work towards the greater interest. I do think that Evermore, as you, I think I've even challenged them in the past, in past episodes, Dan, just saying, just let it be. Like, it let the secret get out and just write for it and make it good either way.
Yeah, just kind of basically, but yeah, my point was in episodes past was like, just have more ready. That's the only way that I think you can prepare for that. And yeah, I think they're definitely doing it.
And another point to this is sometimes there have been things that are asked to be kept secret, but someone feels like they need help deciding what to do with this, or like asking for other people who also know this secret to kind of get in touch with them. There needs to be a space outside of the park where world walkers can discuss things, right? Something that we have experienced as podcast hosts is sometimes, or even members of the spoilers page, right? Sometimes someone won't give us information because they're like, well, I know that you talk and or post things on your fey boxes. I think there needs to be an out of character discussion place, right? Where people can collaborate, where we as a community can discuss. I don't think that characters should be able to reference Facebook, or that information shouldn't even be in their mind that, oh, I saw you posting about this thing, because that needs to be just like in every role-playing game out there. There are moments where you discuss things as characters, and then other parts where you step outside and you're like, okay, out of character, how do we as people playing this game, how do we want to react to this? What is the best choice here?
In park action versus like meta-analysis.
Correct. We need to analyze this. What does this mean? For example, bringing up the warnings of several of the characters when it came to the hidden wolf, or rather the wolf in sheep's clothing, when it came to the mayoral election. I think it would have been so great to have a place that we as a community could have discussed things without worrying about that affecting personal gameplay in the park, right? Facebook, whatever, wherever you're discussing, the characters should never be like, oh, you, Daniel, I saw you posting, or I heard mention that you posted about this. And it's like, that shouldn't even come into play.
Who showed you this?
Yeah.
This vile information.
Or, hey, I heard you as a world walker talking about this. Hey, how do you know that I run a podcast? Right? Like, it's kind of this interesting thing that is out there that I wish wasn't, is my dealings on Facebook, my dealings outside of the park should never determine things inside the park.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I think the park is doing but could do to kind of combat this problem or these issues that we're talking about, is to just get ahead of the information that's being shared. And one thing that they are doing really, really well is the Gazette. That is information that they are getting out there and getting ahead of everybody else and saying, hey, this is the story as it's going on, and here it is week by week. And it's just a really good way to jump ahead of all the information that's being shared to make it common ground, to make it commonplace, so that it's no more secrets, no more backdoor dealings, because it's out there. It's the information is literally out there that you can read. So I think that's a great job that they're doing right there.
And another great thing that the park can do, and I think is doing, is they're turning the narrative not to just what is happening now, but what is going to happen next. They are really building up the power of the cliffhanger, as it were. Like, there really is a reason for people to keep coming back to get the information, because it is a forward-driven story now. Like, it feels like that now more than ever, which is fantastic for the issue of information and people and what they're going to do with it. Because if they don't know what's going to happen, then, hey, then no one, everyone is on common ground. Then everyone is on common ground, which I think is a great place for people to be, because regardless of your familiarity with the park, no one knows what is going to happen next.
I think we've talked a lot about kind of our responsibility as World Walkers and the park's responsibility. You know, I don't think there's a perfect answer here.
Definitely not.
Every person has their own unique feelings about personal information, and they're entitled to that. You are, Kirsten from World Walker Weekly, gave a great analysis on the Facebook spoiler page, where she says, information is like candy at Evermore. Just as in real life, you are not responsible or held to the expectation that you share your candy at Evermore. And really, that's the case. No one expects you to do anything. You are free to share that information if you would like to, but you don't have to. I personally think, especially now that the park is getting bigger, has tons of characters, it's impossible. It is my personal opinion that I would like people to share information with me, and I can share more information, because I think that there's just so much out there. There's no possibility of everyone getting everything, right? We as podcasters, we don't put a lot out there on the podcast during the season, because we want people to go and experience it for themselves. We don't want to kind of step on anyone's toes there. But on a personal level, I think we can share information a little bit more. That is my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I would say that as it stands, I think the park is ready for people to be far more open about things that they are learning and so on. Like, I don't think it is bad now. If people are willing and want to engage in the dialogue, of course, like, don't just throw information out there at people. Make sure that it's in a space where people want to hear it. But yeah, like, give the information a little more freely. Share the information with your friends. Use the Evermore Theories and Spoilers page as a place to discuss real theories and real spoilers. Because really, at the end of the day, those are just it's secret fuel.
But also, if someone posts something out there, please respect their wishes, and
absolutely
don't take that. Like, there has to be so much trust, right? Don't just take it and run with it and change things, but discuss it, use it as a discussion, and kind of respect what they would like to do with that information, as it is theirs to share. That is the caveat that I think I would add.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with that.
I would agree with that as well. I also want to put on the flip side, and which kind of basically leads to the final point, is that if we do share these, and if people are sharing these secrets or these quote unquote spoilers, I think the park is ready. Yeah. I think matter what we throw at them, that they have a structure in place that is able to manage it story-wise, to say, well, it's out there now that Maxwell's a murderer and we know it right now. It was supposed to be the big finale or whatever, but we now have plans in place that maybe it's, I don't know, maybe Maxwell runs the gamut and like evades people, and then something else happens. It just creates different story opportunities.
And this wasn't an option historically from the park in the early years. Like it seemed like they were building the story as the season was going on. But as Skylar was saying, there seems to be a backlog of information that the park can rely on should quote unquote big secrets be revealed. And that's an exciting time for all of us who are sharing information.
For instance, I think in regards to the whole barn fire that we've talked about in the past episodes in the Mythos season, I think that the answer is there. If there is, not necessarily in regards to the barn fire, but whatever secret it is, I think that you can learn it and act on it just as Daniel called for. I think it's there. I think that if you find the answer, cool, you have it now. What are you going to do with it?
That goes from everything from plot points to simple character backstory. I think it's, for especially for those that don't go very often, I think it would be an excellent thing to have on the internet of an extensive backstory so that everyone can love Evermore even more, that people can dig into the meat that is there in Evermore now.
Would you be interested in a cool Evermore wiki or something of that sort, listener? Write it and let us know, because I think that there is definitely a market out there for it.
I think it has to be done correctly.
Absolutely, 100%.
Because I think there's a responsibility for anyone that puts information out there. So maybe it's something that we try as a community, right? Yeah. Nothing has to be set in stone. Maybe we try for a while and we're like, oh, bad idea.
Crash.
or maybe it works very well, but little things here and there we want to change or make a little bit more private. You know, that's a discussion that we can have on those community pages because those are there for us to use.
Mm-hmm.
And to that point, I mean, we have a great starting resource. I would call it a great starting resource on Evermore fans.
Definitely.
I have talked to Nikki, who runs it. She has expressed that she is oftentimes worried about information and doesn't want to put out information that shouldn't be out there. So there definitely is a responsibility for information. So it'll be interesting to see how we move forward. We as a community move forward, if it's something that we want to do, or if not, that's totally fine, you know, but just kind of an interesting problem that I don't think I've ever experienced with a fandom or with something Evermore. This is definitely a unique problem of Evermore.
And I think that's probably just going to wrap it up for us. Like, that's the unique problem of Evermore, is how the heck do we play this game? And how the heck do we share the cool things that we've learned about the game with each other? But hopefully you've gained some information for yourself about the game and about us and about what maybe you want to do, or what practices you want to start implementing for your own time at Evermore. But again, we appreciate you listening to our podcast. We appreciate you being with us for one whole year. We love the support. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
You can follow the park at evermore.com, as well as Facebook and Instagram with their handle at Evermore Park.
Feel free to follow us on Facebook and Instagram with our handle at World Talkers. Feel free to call in and leave a message at 801-332-9321 if you'd like to leave us a voice message.
And if you don't want to speak to us that way, you're also welcome to write in at worldtalkers.podcast@gmail.com.
Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you love what we're doing and want to support us, please join our Patreon.
And a huge, huge thank you to our dedicated and amazing executive producer, Aileen. You honestly help us so much. We have been able to do this for a whole year. So thank you so very much.
And that's finally it. And spoiler alert, we'll be seeing you
beyond the portal.
We love you.